From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of December 6, 2010. I'm Alan Rathlow with the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, this week on the Getting Ready for Exams campus of Virginia Tech. We start with some recent water news items. On December 1st, U.S. Interior Secretary Kenneth Salazar announced a revised plan for leasing oil and gas exploration and development areas in the outer continental shelf of the Atlantic Ocean, Gulf of Mexico, and waters around Alaska. The new plan prevents, until at least 2017, leasing of the Mid and South Atlantic planning areas, including an area off of Virginia's coast that, prior to the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, had been a priority area for exploration by 2011 or 2012. In response to the announcement, Governor Robert McDonnell called the decision irresponsible and short-sighted and said that he'll urge Virginia's congressional delegation to sponsor legislation counteracting the policy. Virginia's U.S. Senators Mark Warner and James Webb also criticized the decision. News reports on the new plan carried statements of opposition from oil industry groups, such as the American Petroleum Institute, and statements of support from environmental groups, such as the Southern Environmental Law Center, headquartered in Charlottesville. Next, according to the Eastern Shore News, in mid-November, NASA announced that it will halt for 1 year soil and groundwater cleanup operations at an old aviation fuel tank farm at its Wallops Flight Facility in Accomack County. During the year, the agency will continue to monitor groundwater conditions as natural processes continue to break down remaining contaminants. The tank farm operated from 1943 until 1959, during which time petroleum products contaminated soil and groundwater. NASA began groundwater and soil cleanup in 1997, and the agency reports that most of the groundwater within the site is now within drinking water standards. During the operations, NASA has monitored drinking water wells in the nearby town of Chincoteague, and the agency will continue to do so until all groundwater on the Wallops site is within drinking water standards. Next, in a recent study, North Carolina and Virginia researchers documented a case of ball valves in new plumbing leaching enough lead to raise lead levels in water from drinking fountains well above federal standards. The valves were rated as having less than the 8% average lead level allowed by federal law in new plumbing fixtures. But researchers Carol Elflin of the University of North Carolina and Mark Edwards and Paolo Scardina of Virginia Tech found that the valves had as much as 18% lead on surfaces actually in contact with water. The research paper, titled Lead-Contaminated Water from Brass Plumbing Devices in New Buildings, is in the November 2010 issue of the Journal of the American Water Works Association. And the last news item this week is our monthly water status report. First, in precipitation. Here are National Weather Service preliminary rainfall totals for November at several Virginia locations. Bristol, 4.8 inches, which is 1.7 inches above normal. Roanoke, 3.5 inches, or 0.3 inches above normal. Danville, 1.5 inches, or 1.6 inches below normal. Richmond, 1.3 inches, or 1.8 inches below normal. Dulles Airport, 2.5 inches, or 0.8 inches below normal. And Norfolk, 0.4 inches, or 2.6 inches below normal. Second, in stream flow. According to the U.S. Geological Survey's Water Watch, stream flows averaged over the month of November were in the normal range at about 78% of stream gauges in Virginia or just beyond the state border. Flows were below normal at about 19% of gauges and much below normal at about 3% of gauges. And third, our drought watch. The weekly National Drought Monitor on November 30th showed abnormally dry conditions in 46% of Virginia. Moderate drought conditions covered about 3% of the state, including all of Frederick County and parts of six other western counties. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week, we feature a traditional English tune performed to honor a great Virginia water tradition, bass fishing. Have a listen for about 40 seconds. You've been listening to Bass Fisherman's Reel, performed by Timothy Seaman on his 2004 CD, Virginia Wildlife. Mr. Seaman did the CD in collaboration with the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries to celebrate Virginia's natural resources and support non-game wildlife programs. Bass Fisherman's Reel was done particularly to recognize Briary Creek Wildlife Management Area in Prince Edward County, home of Briary Creek Lake, which the department calls Virginia's premier trophy largemouth bass lake and one of the most popular fishing spots in Virginia. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings occurring between December 9th and December 15th. On December 9th, the Board for Water Works and Wastewater Works Operators and On-Site Sewage Systems Professionals meets in Richmond. For more information, phone David Dick at 804-367-8595. Also on December 9th, the State Water Control Board meets in Richmond. For more information, phone Cindy Burnt at 804-698-4378. On December 13th, the Chesapeake Bay Local Assistance Board meets in Richmond. For more information, phone David Dowling at 804-786-2291. Next, here is one meeting about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. December 9th in Lynchburg, on two TMDL studies for bacteria-impaired segments of the James River and seven tributaries in Amherst, Bedford, and Campbell counties, and in the city of Lynchburg. For more information, phone Paula Nash at 434-582-5120. Finally, in educational and recreational events, on December 14th at the Samuels Public Library in Front Royal, the Potomac Watershed Partnership holds its 7th Annual Watershed Information Exchange. For more information, phone Frank Rogers at 304-856-1385. And on December 15th, online from 12 noon to 2 p.m., the Center for Watershed Protection is holding Better Site Design Gets Better, a fee-based webcast on designs for development and redevelopment projects to reduce stormwater runoff. The registration deadline is December 10th. For more information, phone 410-461-8323. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were done by Patrick Fay. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.